This presentation summarizes the group policy client work being done for WinBind and SSSD in Samba. A questions and answers segment for this talk is being handled on Slido, which you can access via code 834551 or via this QR code on the screen. The Slido for this talk will remain open for a week after this presentation at the OpenSUSE conference. First, a bit on what group policy actually is. The purpose of group policy is to distribute policies and preferences to machines within an organization. The policies affect the working environment of users and machine accounts in an Active Directory environment. These policies are becoming increasingly important as companies are embracing remote workers. So, what is a group policy object? A group policy object is this group of settings created using the Microsoft Management Console, or in Samba's case, using the Samba tool GPO command. Group policies are stored on the Sysvol network share. Group policy objects are associated with Active Directory containers, such as sites, domains, and organizational units. Group policy objects are applied to clients in logical order: local policies first, site policies next, then domain policy, and finally OU policies. Microsoft provides two mechanisms for extending group policy. First, administrative templates. These XML files are placed in a specific directory on the Sysvol and indicate how the Group Policy Management Console will display policy options. The second method is through a Group Policy Management Console extension. These follow a specific C++ template to generate dialogues which integrate with the Group Policy Management Console. Some group policy vendors, such as Ventilla, use this extension method. In Samba 4.15, we have the Samba tool GPO manage command, which implements the features of a Group Policy Management Console server-side extension. Alt Linux provides an ADMC graphical interface, which mimics the behavior of Active Directory users and computers and the Group Policy Management Console. SUSE Linux also provides a YAST Group Policy Management Console module for modifying some policies. Client-side extensions transfer policies from the Sysvol to local policies on the machine. Microsoft defines client-side extension libraries which must export specific function calls in order to apply policies on a Windows client. In Samba, client-side extensions are implemented by inheriting from the GP extension class and implementing the abstract methods of the class. If you scan the QR code to the right, it'll direct you to a blog post where I explain in detail how to create a Samba client-side extension. So what group policies does Samba have to offer? SMB.conf policies allow you to distribute SMB.conf parameters to Linux clients from a GPO. Just as in Windows, the parameters are processed for clients nested in or below the OU with which the GPO is linked. Script policies allow you to execute scripts on the clients. It creates hourly, daily, weekly, and monthly cron jobs on the client to execute the script. The script must already be present on the machine or somewhere accessible to the client, such as on a network share. Suderers policies distribute suderer entries to clients. Entries are added to /etc/suderers.d. Message policies allow you to set the contents of the etc message of the day and etc issue on the clients. These policies I mentioned are already available in Samba 4.14. Next, I'll introduce some policies that are coming available in Samba 4.15. Host access policies control user account access to the host. It generates entries in /etc/security/access.d for the PAM access module. Files policies distribute files to clients. When creating the policy, files are uploaded to the Sysvol share to be distributed to the client. OpenSSH policies apply OpenSSH settings to /etc/ssh/sshd/config.d. Unlike the existing scripts policy, when setting startup scripts, they are uploaded to the Sysvol share, allowing distribution of the scripts to clients. This policy also allows you to specify a single run of the script, meaning it could be executed once and not scheduled for running regularly. Symlink policies create a symlink on the host, obviously. There are additional new policies in 4.15 which mimic the behavior of Ventilla's proprietary group policy implementation. So there is some duplication with suderers entries and message of the day and issue message policies. The purpose of the new policies added in 4.15 are to provide a migration path from the proprietary Ventilla authentication and group policy tool to either WinBind or SSSD. This migration path isn't feature complete, but a significant amount of work is done and more is planned. If you currently use Ventilla's group policy, many of your existing policies now have feature parity in Samba. Alt Linux has been working on some of the same kind of features that Samba provides in their GP update project. Igor at Alt Linux and I have been in communication, and we're working on merging these two projects into one. When we're finished, we'll have all of the new features from Alt Linux available in Samba. So what does the Alt Linux GP update code bring to Samba? While Samba's group policy is capable of user policy application, my efforts have focused on machine policy. Alt Linux has developed a number of user policies which will be integrated into Samba. Alt Linux developed an approach to local policy application which will also be integrated into Samba's group policy. Alt Linux retrieves policies from the sysvol and stores them in the local Samba 3 registry prior to deploying the policy on the system. This better aligns with the way policy is applied on Windows. So what policies are we integrating from Alt Linux? Firefox and Chromium policies apply the browser homepage, and this carries the potential for much more. SIFS mount policies mount network drives specified in the Group Policy Management Editor under Preferences, Windows Settings, Drive Maps, as SIFS mounts on the client. Printer policies configure network printers via CUPS. As a side note, there's also a mechanism for disabling the Alt Linux policies using the Alt Linux ADMX templates. This may be necessary if, for example, some policies are intended to only be applied to Windows clients. Next, environment variable policies add environment variables to the client, which are specified in the Group Policy Management Editor under Preferences, Windows Settings, Environment. Firewall policies add firewall rules to the client, which are specified in the Group Policy Management Editor under Policies, Windows Settings, Security Settings, Windows Firewall. Folder policies create folders on the client, which are specified in the Group Policy Management Editor under Preferences, Windows Settings, Folders. Time server policies add time servers to the client NTP configuration, which are specified in the Group Policy Management Editor under Administrative Templates, System, Windows, Time Server, Time Providers. RPM package policies install RPM packages as specified by the Alt Linux or the Alt ADMX package templates. Shortcut policies add shortcuts to the client, which are specified in the Group Policy Management Editor under Preferences, Windows Settings, Shortcuts. Now, if you could join the Slido, I'd like you to answer this question. Which five group policies are most important to you or your organization? Select the top five that you find most important, which helps me know where to prioritize my development. This question will remain open for up to a week after the talk, so please share. Now that you know about the policies provided by Samba, you're probably wondering how to get started using Samba Group Policy. Computer Group Policy can be applied or enabled in Windbind by setting the Apply Group Policy setting to Yes in your smb.conf. Group Policy is applied using the command specified in the smb.conf GPO update command, which is the Samba GPO update command by default. Policies are applied every 90 to 120 minutes. This is the same interval used on Windows clients. The purpose of the random interval between 90 and 120 minutes is to prevent all the clients from fetching policies at the same time. Currently, there's no mechanism for automatically applying policy on SSSD, but you could easily accomplish this using a cron job. In the future, we'll be integrating the Alt Linux approach to applying policy is using their odd job GP update tool. This will probably be the standard for policy applications since it handles both user and computer policy application, as well as providing a utility for both Windbind and SSSD. Odd job GP update also allows regular users to force computer policy application without requiring root access. The odd job GP update command currently applies policy using the Alt Linux GP update command. I've created a fork of odd job GP update, which applies policies for Windbind and SSSD through Samba. To load the Samba ADMX templates to your sysvol, you can simply call the Samba tool GPO ADMX load command. After running this command, you'll get a warning because this wipes away the Windows templates. This is intentional behavior according to Microsoft, so you have to then download the Windows templates and install them. You can use the Samba tool GPO ADMX load command to install these templates also by specifying the ADMX dir parameter and pointing it to the downloaded and extracted templates. Similarly, you can use this command to install the Alt Linux templates. In Active Directory, the Group Policy Management Console is the go-to tool for administering group policies. Alt Linux has their ADMC, and at SUSE we have our GPMC client for doing the same, but neither is feature complete. In the future, I'm going to be focusing my efforts on the ADMC code, and Yast GPMC will be deprecated. As of Samba 4.15, which is yet to be released, there is a new Samba tool command called gpo-manage. This provides commands for modifying the host access, files, messages, OpenSSH, scripts, security, smbconf, sudoers, and symlink policies. So again, if you could open up the Slido page and answer the following question. What is your preferred method for modifying group policies? Would you prefer using the Group Policy Management Console in Windows? Would you prefer the command line Samba tool? Or would you prefer a Linux GUI, which is similar to the Group Policy Management Console? Go ahead and answer on the Slido page. And again, you can continue to answer for this up to a week. Thank you for watching my talk and for your participation. And enjoy the rest of the conference. Thank you.